think one that got skipped over was just, Joanne showed us some pictures related to your life in Walnut Hills. One was your house on Ruth Avenue, mm-hmm. which is, as a Walnut Hills graduate, so close to Walnut Hills. But yet you went to Seven Hills. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of interested in that.
Yes. So I am the product of an educator. And that educator, so this is like the back in the 70s when I was, no, in the 60s, when I was in elementary school, my mother was not going to have me going to Hoffman or Parham, because they were not going to give her child the education that she wanted her child to have. So I went to Clifton, but we didn't live in Clifton. You can figure that one out. And then it came time for seventh grade, and Mom looked at Walnut, she looked at who I was, and she was like, nah, big school, not you. And it's true, I'm not a big school person, I'm not a big crowd kind of person. So we looked at options. One was boarding school. Thank heavens that one didn't come to fruition. And it was Seven Hills. And it was interesting, again, my mother having the forethought of, she wanted me to have the education she wanted me to have. And I realized that part of that education was, how do you walk in the world once you're out of high school, once you're out of college, with people who really are at a different level than you are? And so I went to Seven Hills. And for seventh and eighth grade, there were a few other students of color. And then in ninth grade, so I also lived through a merger. And the merger caused an exodus of students as well. There were two schools, Hillsdale Lots Beach and the College Preparatory School. And they merged and created the Seven Hills Schools, which is the Doherty campus on Johnstone right off of Madison Road, and then the middle school and upper school on Red Bank Road. Well, the middle school didn't even exist when, back in 78, 79, just wasn't there. So it was a very unique, because there were only 48 of us. My 40th high school reunion is this year.
So were there other students of color in the upper grades besides you?
I was the only one in my class, and in the class behind me, I think they had a couple. There was never more than three or four, and classes are very small. So they're about 50. 60 at the max, which is much different than today. Today, an average class size is in the 90s. And they say that their minority student population has expanded. I vocally protest in that, yes, on paper, because you have East Indians, yes, you have increased your minority population, but you truly have not increased the socioeconomic population of your school. Because I went in a time when there wasn't even scholarships, which also helped with that multi-generational, because they said, you know, no house payment. My grandparents bought that house in 1944. So with no house payments, you're able to pay a tuition.
Did you enjoy your time there when you were there, though?
Like, I did. High school? I did. So Seven Hills, it was a well-rounded experience. Academics, arts, and sports had equal importance. And I don't even think they're able to do that now with how they've grown. But equal importance really meant that I was a well-rounded individual when I graduated and moving on to college.
Did